Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this started last week when Josh Harris, a cup of coffee Steelers running back, tweeted that Ben fumbled on purpose, and then a Steelers blog picked it up. And then Sports Illustrated contacted Harris and Ike Redman and ran a story titled "The Big Ben Problem in Pittsburgh, According to 2X Steelers." And then today, all the national shows ran with it. And this turned into a full-on debate of, did Ben fumble on purpose? What does it say about his leadership skills? And I want to know why this is a story, first of all. What is it about this one guy's telling of what happened, who you could say isn't a credible witness because he was only here for, what, three games?
9 carries, 16 yards, a scintillating long of 4.
This happened in week 17 of the 2014 season, so this now has come to light 5 years later. Is there a statute of limitations on these? Should this be a story, first of all? Let's start with that.
You ask me why it was a story.
Yes. Why is it a story?
Check your calendar. It is March 18th. We are 5 days removed from the start of the league new year. Most of the big free agent moves, trades or otherwise, are done. There's always people looking to churn NFL grist because, for good reason, it gets people's attention.
So then it's a manufactured story.
The degree to which outlets nationally are pouncing on it is at least in part due to the fact that it is in a soft spot, relatively speaking,
right,
for the NFL.
Right, but it's not, okay, but it's not a slow news day. It's not a slow news day. You've got...
Well, wait a minute. If you're ESPN or some other thing that doesn't have broadcast rights to the NCAA tournament or anything like that, aren't you looking for other little ways to
deflect? No, but why
does
that really matter? You've got 70 million people who are about to fill out brackets.
Because football is still king by a wide margin in this country.
I know
that this is a special day because basketball usually takes center stage, but football's always there. The Steelers are always there. They have been a juicy Hollywood production all year. Why wouldn't you keep taking that to the nth degree? It's like one of those Marvel movies. There's always going to be a post-credits scene that people are going to stick around for, and that's what the Steelers have become, a movie where everyone's waiting for the next thing to happen, and as silly as this is, and I happen to think it is pretty silly, it's still something.
What part of it is silly to you?
The fact that 5 years after the fact, Josh Harris has been lying in wait to tell people that Ben Roethlisberger fumbled on purpose. Why didn't he say this shortly thereafter? When it became clear his playing career was done, which should have been several years ago, why didn't he say it then? Why now?
Maybe he didn't want to break code, didn't want to break rank. I don't know.
If he watches the same shows you and I watch, he watches a lot of people critique the quarterback.
But this is a relatively
town.
New thing, Ben getting called out and criticized. This year, Ben has taken more heat than ever before.
I know, it's just very hard for me to fathom what animating principle other than wanting to get your name out there a little bit would exist for Josh Harris. I don't know.
Okay, but just because Josh Harris says something, that doesn't mean that ESPN and Fox Sports have to spend an entire day talking about it. They don't need to treat Josh Harris as gospel or lend credibility or relevance to that.
You respect Colin Coward's ability to craft a topic.
I do.
Did you hear how he presented that? He presented that as the anathema thing to do in this sport specifically. And so when you can spin something like that, oh, wow, even in a 10-point game, he intentionally did something. People are making a case he intentionally hurt his team or did something wrong because he wanted to lash out or strike back at a coach. That in this sport, like with the clip you just played, is such a sacrilegious thing to do. Mm-hmm. That I think it's juicy. Everything he said, by the way, about the other sports is true. NBA players take plays
okay,
and nights off.
Okay, three guys who I really respect.
Yeah.
And I respect them because one is a personal friend.
Mm-hmm.
One is borderline friend. And the other is somebody who I just think does a compelling show. Mm-hmm. Nick Wright, who is a personal friend who works at Fox Sports. We're college buddies. We've been really good friends for 15 years.
Those must have been interesting drinking bull
Ryan
sessions.
Ryan Clark, who did shows with me, mm-hmm. who I've sort of kept in touch with. And Colin Cowherd. Mm-hmm. And all three of them said today that they watched the video and they couldn't say that it was untrue. That none of them said he absolutely fumbled on purpose. But three guys who I respect a lot said, I can't tell you convincingly, I can't say unequivocally that Ben didn't fumble the ball on purpose.
What's better for business for all three guys? To say Ben didn't fumble on purpose, end of story, or to say there's a little bit of vagueness here. There's a little gray area here. I just can't be sure.
Ryan Clark could have come on and said, this guy's won two championships. I've been in foxholes with him. There's absolutely no way something like this would happen. And it is heinous. It is despicable that some no-name would call him out for it. That would have been, if he said that in that kind of like forceful way, I would get that audio and play it because it's a teammate vouching for a teammate. It's somebody going to bat for his guy.
But he's not a teammate anymore. Now he's a media guy.
He won a championship with him, Chris.
But now he's a media guy. Ryan Clark has been had been prepping that media career for a while. When he was an active player, he wasn't worried about doing a little locker room talk on his little ESPN circuit when he went up to talk. He's, I think, savvy in that way.
I just want to know why people think this is a story. Craig's take...
Do you think it's a story?
Yes, I do.
Do you think it's plausible, that what is being said?
That he would fumble the ball on purpose?
Yes.
Here is the only thing that is keeping me from saying unequivocally no. The stupidity of the play call.
It's a terrible play call.
Why are you running the ball up 10 there where all you need to do is take a knee? And I know the disrespect Ben has for Todd Haley. So if there's a gun to my head in this situation right now to you, I'm going to say no, he didn't fumble the ball on purpose. But following up on what those guys said, mm-hmm. none of them would say 100% for sure he didn't do it on purpose. Not one of them. And those are three guys that I respect. So why is it a story? Craig's point was, for whatever reason, the national sports media has decided to pile on and gang up on Ben. I don't know where or what compels them to think this way, but a lot of them have decided that's what's best for business is going after Ben.
Well,
I don't know why. I'm genuinely wondering why that is. That they've picked him. Tom Brady doesn't get slings and arrows like that. Drew Brees doesn't get attacked like that. There's like one guy in the media who maybe goes after Aaron Rodgers and that's it.
I don't know. It's an interesting question, isn't it? Or is it something that's as simple as you've taught, not you, but if you're the national media, you've talked so much about the Steelers. They have been such a never-ending source of drama that it would stand to reason that when that's the case, and most of the drama has been about the offensive side of the ball, that the quarterback would, you know, whether people feel it's legit or not, get sucked into that. The quarterback gets all the attention on any good team and all right. The praise. So if they have turned into a clown show on that side of the ball with tons of drama, I guess it would stand to reason that people would take sides. And there's been a lot of anti-Antonio Brown sentiment, maybe locally. So there's the counterweight for it nationally.
This Ben fumble story won't go away. It was all over sports talk today, national TV sports shows, debating this, discussing it. Did it happen? What does it say about Ben's leadership if it did? What does it say about him as a competitor if he did? And we're at ground zero. We're in Pittsburgh. Why do you think this is a story? Why do you think so much time has been spent in the last few days looking at this fumble and trying to figure out whether it was done purposefully or not? 412-928-9370. I'm curious to hear what fans have to say about why this is a story and why this thing has grown legs. It's one guy's accusation. It's not an all-pro stealer. It's not even a former starter. It's the guy that was here for 15 minutes.
He has 16 more career rushing yards than you.
How many more made threes than you?
He's tied in that regard.
412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's the PM team. Brian Clark on ESPN sharing his thoughts on this Josh Harris accusation, this no-name former Steeler who said Ben fumbled on purpose because he didn't like a Todd Haley play call in week 17 of the 2014 season.
Say this was true, and Ben confirmed it and just said flippantly, you know what? I did, because I knew Josh would pounce on it, and man, can you believe what a dumb, asinine play call that was by Todd Haley? That's why we got rid of that clown. His approval rating, Ben's, in this town, would only go up if he crushed Haley for what was, in any universe,
well,
a stupid play call.
Yeah, I'm just getting this sense that the national sports media to the Pittsburgh Steeler fan is the enemy right now.
I think the national sports media is the enemy to the Pittsburgh sports media. Have you seen some of the barbs being traded there?
Some of that.
Pittsburgh sports media has been going at national people and saying, you don't know what you're talking about.
There is very much an us against the world mentality right now here. And you guys are saying these things about our quarterback. We don't like it. They're wrong. I'm sick of hearing about it. Stop taking shots at Ben. Stop criticizing him. This is way over the top. Find something else to talk about. And I really think it's galvanized this fan base. Like, I think here now, and if anybody wants to, you know, chime in on this, they can, 412-928-9370. You know, in one, you could say these are tough times or rough times for Steelers fans. You trade Antonio Brown. You missed the playoffs last year. The team was a mess. It was a circus. But all the anti-Ben talk, I think it's brought the fan base closer together. Like, it's all right. You know what? If Ed Bouchette wants to say something critical of Ben, fine. If Papiani wants to say something critical of Roethlisberger, he's earned that right. Who the hell do you think you are, Josh Harris? Or, you know what, Shannon Sharp? You played for the Ravens. You probably got an axe to grind anyways. Keep Ben's name out of your mouth. There is so much of that right now.
And what's the response to Ryan Clark, who just said in that clip, I really like the guy, but didn't dismiss
it out of hand? Well, Ryan's, like you said before, Ryan's always been a big mouth, and he was trying to get a media job, and he's just going to say what he can to earn a paycheck, and that would be the rebuttal against him. The national sports media has turned Ben Roethlisberger, I think, into a fan favorite again. Where, like, there are so many Steelers fans right now who I think want to rally behind Ben next year so they can shut up the national sports media. You think Antonio Brown made this guy? Wrong. He's won two Super Bowls without AB. He'll do it again. Do you think I'm misreading the situation? Do you think I'm misrepresenting the fan base right now?
It's brought more vocal support out. It's hard for me to... I'd have to do one of our scientific and infallible Twitter polls. Is your opinion of Ben Roethlisberger favorable or unfavorable? I think it would be well over 50%. I think it'd be like 85 to 90% favorable. But I think you're getting the extremely vocal portion of your fan base that wants to rush to his defense and say, this is enough. This is bunk. This is, yeah, they had a bad season. Yes, he didn't have his greatest games all the time, but this is piling on unfairly. I think people always tend to say, the national media doesn't get it. They're not here. They don't understand the dynamics. There's this idea that you're cherry-picking from afar if you're most of these people. And the strange thing is, I even think people who understand that, like, Aditi and Jeremy Fowler are embedded here still see them as national media.
Yep.
I'm talking about, like, the only local media are the people that write for the papers or The Athletic or the names you've grown up with for decades here.
If I just asked a simple question, do you think the media hates Ben Roethlisberger? I think right now most of our listeners are
you'd have to delineate, though.
National.
Yes. Do you think the national media hates Ben Roethlisberger?
Has an agenda, has an axe to grind, has it out for
him? Yeah, you would have people lining up to say, Yes, that's correct. Finally, somebody has the guts to say it.
What do you make of this Ben fumble story? 412-928-9370. Here's Zach. He's on the fan. Hi, Zach.
Hi. Hey. Hi. So, I've been a Steelers fan my whole entire life.
Congratulations.
Josh Harris, yeah, thank you. Josh Harris is, like, the most, forgettable person I've, this all comes
out.
So,
your problem is with the guy who's calling him out and the timing of it? That's your issue?
That's part of it. That's part of it. But all the national media, why is this suddenly an issue with, why is this all coming out now? You know what I mean? So,
So what's your theory? Why do you think it's all coming out now? What's your opinion on it?
Maybe Antonio Brown is trying to, I don't know, it sounds so far-fetched, but basically just try to ruin our offense. We go out and sign Dante Moncrief, and I actually like the signing. He can take the top off of defense.
So you want the national sports media to talk about Dante Moncrief and not Josh Harris?
I think what you're suggesting, Zach, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you think Antonio Brown is behind all of this from afar, trying to get these stories out and trying to sabotage
Is using Josh Harris as a puppet to get this out.
Is that? Am I interpreting you correctly, Zach? I want to make sure I understand your point.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Antonio Brown's not playing chess out here with that. And it would be weird because I imagine Drew – I don't know if Rosenhaus has another client on this team.
I mean, AB has ripped Ben enough. If he was behind this, don't you think he would just say it himself and not ask schmuck like Josh Harris to do it for him?
He would have just liked Josh Harris's tweet. We'd have to go back and see that if he did. I believe that was his strategy. The reason Josh Harris is – so the one thing that's interesting to me about it is this. He was in the huddle. He was on the field for the play. And the thing that gets me that is very believable about this is when Todd Haley sends in a very stupid, useless play call, running the football when a kneel down is fine in a 10-point game, can you not imagine Ben and everybody else in that huddle rolling their eyes if they thought it was dumb? Why would the offensive line want to have to block and hit for another play? You've won the game.
You know
You've
what else is relevant there?
Like hearing Josh Harris say that there was an eye roll or whatever, that's
believable.
Well,
there should have been.
Le'Veon Bell just got injured
in that game. That was when Reggie Nelson hit him in the knee.
Yes.
And that's why he didn't play the next week against Baltimore. So the play was stupid.
Yes, the play was very stupid. And I say that as a guy that used to defend Todd Haley. The play was incredibly stupid. I could believe people being mad about it.
What do you make of this Ben fumble story that has just blown up, that has gone crazy? And it, I think, begs a bigger question. Do you think the national sports media has it out for Ben Roethlisberger? Is there an anti-Ben agenda out there? Do you feel that way? 412-928-9370.
People are kind of starting to come out of the woodwork and say, look, we really don't like his leadership style. We really just don't like some of the ways in which he conducts himself. And that's real. That's not people just complaining and whining and piling on and trying to take AB's side. This is something that's real. It's something that Mike Tomlin better address and he's going to have to address. And maybe at some point, I mean, look, I don't know if Ben really puts anything into this or if he thinks people are exaggerating or lying about it. I mean, who knows? But there's more to it. There always was going to be more that came out of this whole situation with AB because of the nature of the types of things that he was saying.
All right, Pirates fans. First homestand of the year. Cincinnati comes to town. That Thursday night game, April 4th. We got a pair of tickets. We'll give them away to the best caller this hour. That was Lewis Riddick. That's a Pitt guy. I think there are a lot of football fans who watch ESPN and hear him who think that he says a lot of intelligent things. How about that comment? That if there's anything to take out of this Josh Harris fumble accusation and this offseason, it's that maybe Ben should look inside and think about his leadership skills a little bit?
I think Lewis Riddick is a guy that does not traffic in BS. That is the first thing I would say about him. I don't think he strikes me as a man who doesn't have time for it.
Like, do you think he just says things
for
effect?
No, that's my point. That's probably a much better way to say it. He does not strike me as a man, even in his capacity as a talking head, who says things just to hear himself speak. I think he is.
Like, who do you think does that?
I think anyone that does what we do.
Skip Bayless?
Well, yes, Skip. Shannon Sharp has an axe to grind. Even when I agree with him, it's pretty obvious he's got an agenda. Skip says things to say things. Stephen A., guilty of saying things to say things. You're Max Kellermans of the world. I know you like him. Colin Cowherd's entire career has been built off of that as a fundamental precept. But
so you are separating Lewis Riddick from that crop.
Lewis Riddick's an analyst, not an he's an opinion maker, but he's an analyst.
And he doesn't just come out and say, I'm going to shoot down this Josh Harris thing. It's nothing to worry about.
When he says what he just said there, that doesn't strike me as a guy cherry-picking and ripping. That sounds like a guy trying to send a message or say maybe this should be taken seriously as such. And what he's saying is, if you're hearing it so often, maybe it's worth some introspection. And you know what? This is a golden opportunity, by the way, this offseason, no Brown, no Bell, for Ben Roethlisberger, should he so desire, to take a little bit more of a like a vocal leadership role. Like, hey, I realize at my age right now, he said this before, trying to relate maybe to some of the younger guys. This is an opportunity for him to say, I'm going to make this into a positive. I'm going to tweak my style a little bit, leadership style,
and do
whatever. I
think it's really hard to change, man.
So you said that, we've said that about Tomlin. I think it's easier for a player to change than it is for a coach. I think it would be, if Ben Roethlisberger just said, yeah, I'm just going to just tweak the way I lead a little bit. I'm not saying I agree with maybe all the criticisms, but who knows? It's a chance to turn over a new leaf with no Antonio, no Le'Veon. This is the time to do it. And I think you have an easier time doing that, a better chance of genuinely doing that, yeah, if you're a player.
If I'm Ben, if I'm trying to read Ben on this, my guess is I'm not going to let Josh Harris or Antonio Brown dictate the way I go about things. And so, hey, nice advice, Lewis Riddick. You said it eloquently. You're a pretty bright guy. But I'm not going to let the things Shannon Sharp and LeBron James, the things they're saying about me in a barbershop, cause me to change the way I've done things for the first like 14 or 15 years of my career.
It's interesting. He stayed very far away, Ben has, from kind of anything publicly. I know he's going through a contract negotiation right now, so there's probably that's probably one of the reasons. But usually I think laying low would be good in a situation. He's just taking broadsides to the degree with an intensity and a frequency that I would almost think it would be, you could make an argument, it would be in his best interest to say, hey, man, like I have feelings about this stuff, and
yeah, I think Ben,
I'm getting a little tired of this.
I think Ben unplugs in the offseason, and I also think he doesn't want to lend credibility to those things. And if he offers a retort, or if he shoots it down, he's giving the people that made these claims against him some level of relevance. So that's why I think he's probably radio silent. Here is Steve on this whole fumble accusation. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, here's the thing. I don't think Roethlisberger would be the type to intentionally fumble, but I do think, and let me preface this by saying, I don't think Antonio Brown needed to go about things how he did to get out of town. But, you know, my question would be, how long is it before Juju's the next one that, you know, we're talking about that he wants out because of Roethlisberger's leadership style? You know, Nate Washington, you know, he'll take Roethlisberger calling him out in the media. He's a rookie. But I just don't think that Roethlisberger.
So you think, okay, so you think some of the things that have been said about him nationally, criticizing him and critiquing him, are valid?
I do. I think as a leader.
Like, where do you think he comes up short as a leader?
I think sending messages through the media, I think there's a better way to go about things. I mean, let's think about it. Does anybody want their boss, does anybody want their leader calling them out publicly? You know,
some do. Some hate it. I think Antonio Brown used that as a way to get a new contract, but maybe deep down it did personally offend him. It's hard to tell. Although he said things during last season that made you think it was water under the bridge, but then when it came to the offseason, he circled back on it and said it wasn't right, it wasn't fair. I think some guys like the challenge of being called out, and I think others think that it is left behind closed doors. I don't think it's one size fits all here, Chris, do you?
I think the words are typically connected with the actions as far as a teammate goes. Like, you meld whatever your teammate might say with whatever your teammate does day to day.
But don't you, not that any of us, despite your record shooting performance, none of us played on pro teams, but we were around team sports enough to know that some guys responded better to tough love. They could get screamed at by a teammate and it would make them better. And other guys checked out when that happened. And I think it's incumbent on Ben to have his pulse on things and figure out who likes to be challenged that way and who doesn't.
I think now with two veterans who held such, not sway, but were so large as far as their personalities and production go, with them gone, I think now's a chance for him to reset this and decide how James Conner, Juju, James Washington, Vance McDonald all need to be talked to.
Matt wants to comment on what he calls this stupid Ben situation. Matt is on the fan. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Sure.
You know, for me, I look at it like this. You know, Josh Harris might actually believe that this is what happened. You know, he might have saw the play happen, and, hey, he might believe that what went down, you know, what's went down. For me, you know, you can question Ben's moral character. You can question Ben's leadership. These are things that are pretty much off the field. Two things you can't question, in my opinion, are his desire to win and his leadership on the field. This is a guy that's played through countless injuries, always wants to be there, always wants to be on the field with his teammates. I'm not even a huge Ben fan, but I just see that week after week as a Steeler.
So why do you think this story has taken on a life of its own?
Well, I think you guys kind of touched on it. I mean, you know, it's a slow sports time for the NFL, so, you know, trying to get a little bump there. But also, you know, the fact that this guy saw a moment to pile on. The media's grabbing onto it because all this stuff's still kind of hot out there. It hasn't really had a chance to cool off. So I feel like that's kind of why it just sprung up and kind of grew legs like it has.
I also think, too, I liked his call.
Oh, crap.
He was supposed
Matt, if Matt, you want to call back and get the Pirates Reds tickets, you can.
Yeah. Matt, call back really fast here.
Craig, do you think you could discern Matt's voice enough to give him the Pirates Reds
tickets? I know the voice. We're good.
So, I also think that one other thing is Colin Cowherd, not dumb. People that you talked about, Nick Wright, these are smart people, smart like media people. They know Ben is about to sign a new contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
This is also relevant to that. And when he signs that extension, and it will happen soon, this becomes another sort of angle there. That
you just gave all this
up.
Money to a guy who might have.
Well, you know what I mean. It's going to sustain another day on the cycle, and it's just going to be another angle. Everybody, if they're doing their jobs in the sports media, is always, if you're an opinion monger, you are looking for an angle. And even if you think Josh Harris is completely full of it, a nobody who has no reason to be listened to, it's still an angle. That's what I say. I've got something to give away.
We learned today that feral cats, when they make love, it sounds like they're fighting.
Yeah, I was going to say, when they are in heat, you might think that it's a violent struggle, a violent
battle.
That was
a show first for me.
And we had a lady tell us that cat amorous behaviors, cat mating, can sound violent, she said.
Off-putting, even.
Yeah, oh, yes. Sounds like it. That stuff's scary, man. I live at the edge of the woods, the back of my plan. And you hear some stuff in the woods at night you don't want to think about.
And you thought that it was like violent and savage, but it was
apparently it was very amorous and I don't know if it's loving, it's just mating. They're two animals. I don't know if they're like talk, there's pillow talk afterward.
A cigarette shared.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.